So this is why I like coming to remote parts of the country.
Oh, huge GT.
Things like that happen.
Oh, that's not good.
What do you reckon's wrong with it, Fran?
To fully appreciate this episode, it's probably best to take you back where this series first started, on the east coast of Australia. We headed overland for a couple of weeks, travelling over 20,000 miles through the Australian outback. We left the beautiful white sandy beaches to cross through red dirt deserts, corrugated roads and flooded river crossings, but managed to find some pretty cool places along the way. A freshwater swimming hole like this is absolute gold after days bouncing around in Migaloo, our white cruiser. This got us up to one of the most remote places in the country, where we launched the Salty Dingo and took the ocean route from here. Another couple of weeks in the boat, and here we are, in one of the most spectacular but inaccessible places I've ever seen.
Yes, Chris, dog.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Good news is the boat is right where it's meant to be, which is always good. Let's see if we can catch some brekkie. There's a few mullet and stuff in this little bay here. This is where we had a bit of action last night.
Oh, I think this is him.
Oh,
do you see that?
Yeah.
He's had a big live mullet out and this guy's just snipped it in half. Think he's steady. Oh, it's a shark. Oh, we thought that might have been the sawfish that we hooked last night, but unfortunately just a little bull shark. Let's go for a big walk, eh? Go for an adventure.
Oh, that's not good. Oh, that's not good.
These slippery rocks have done a job on me, eh? I've just come unstuck. Out here, everything just gets infected. Any cut, oh, I really regret doing that. I just slipped over. I was just trying to get from fishing spot to fishing spot on these rocks here behind me and just slipped over and went bum over biscuit. Oh, geez, I almost went again. Yesterday, I haven't looked through the footage yet, I'm not sure if it turned out, but you may have heard me yelling in the dark there. We caught a sawfish.
Oh my god, friend, it's a big sawfish.
What?
See this?
And the reason I was so excited, I've never seen a live one in my whole life. They're super rare. They're actually critically endangered. Unfortunately for the sawfish population, back in the 70s when net fishing was really prevalent, the saws of the sawfish would get tangled up in the net. So that's resulted in the whole population of sawfish wherever there's human population to be pretty much decimated, you know, on the borderline of extinction. But where we are here in a pretty remote area, you can see they're still here. It's just amazing to see one. I hope that footage turns out somewhat for you guys.
Better get this attended to, I reckon.
Walking through the mangroves here. We're just gonna follow this creek as far upstream as we can get, see if there's some fresh water up the top, and whether it's safe to have a swim or drink it. We'll see what we find along the way. Now, I've got a good little walking track here. On the edge of the mangroves, just a bit of rocky structure for us to walk on.
Let's go.
Oh, good job. Looks like a series of freshwater pools here, so we're just gonna have a bit of a walk along the bank and once again see if we can find somewhere to have a swim. So as we're trekking up the creek here, we're looking for any overhangs or likely looking spot for rock art like we saw the other day. And I've just spotted up in the distance here, if there's ever a likely spot, this looks like it. So fingers crossed there's something there. What an amazing overhang, though, eh? Under closer inspection, we have found a very faded, but there's no doubt about that, Bradshaw style cave painting. Awesome, I guess it just shows we are on the right track. We're gonna keep heading up and see if there's anything else we can find. Oh, I'm glad we pushed on. So So we're very close to turning back there, walking through that bush country. All that Spinifex grass is so sharp, but thankfully we pushed forward. And this is just a big freshwater billabong. Oh, friends, rock wallabies up, jumping in those caves.
Crazy spot.
Oh wow, it's amazing, like lost city but no paintings. Yeah, what have you found here, friend?
It's a hole in the wall.
Amazing spot, eh? Found a bit of bush tucker over here, bush bean. I'm just going to walk to the top of this and see if there's any paintings up there. Looks a very likely spot, but all I can see or hear at the moment is just a rock wallaby in behind this cave, so I don't want to spook him. Might head back down. Actually, there looks like a bit of old rock. Oh, here he is. Ooh, sorry, mate. Oh, look at his baby. No, mate, don't do that. Oh, look at this baby rock wallaby. Come on, mate. You don't want to come down here. I've just spooked accidentally. The mum rock wallaby's hopped away. It's got a poor little baby here. That's the cutest animal I've ever seen, but I'm going to get out of here so the mum can come back and take care of him. All right, mate, I'll leave you here. That mum just hopped from here. Doof, 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 doof. There is not another single sign of human life. The only thing we've seen is some rock art. That style of painting's been dated back to over 20,000 years old. Flying the drone through this area, there's just like escarpments either side of the waterway that resembles like these lost cities of caves, and it's just such a cool place. And you just can't help but wonder, like, if we kept looking and looking, like, we're every chance at finding some cave art that just has never been documented and just been hidden away under a little ledge for, you know, 20,000 years. So I guess when you think about that, it's pretty cool. I'll let you know if I see any on the drone. Dr. Fran, what a woman, running some repairs. What do you reckon's wrong with it, Fran?
I reckon...
You have to amputate?
I reckon you're bleeding.
Well, I think that there, that's your problem, sir. Thank you, Fran. You're amazing. Grab one each. Bit of a sugar hit. Hey, what do you got there, friend?
Tea break.
Tea break?
Yeah.
So what can you do with these?
So you can suck the pollen out of it.
Oh, it smells sweet, doesn't it?
It does.
Right, bring it back to the shade and have a little tea break, eh?
Here.
Down this pool?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, good.
I want to get that one wet.
So the sweet bit, it's in here.
Right in there, that's where the birds get into it, with the long beaks.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
You don't get much out of it. It's just like the flavor.
It's just a flavor.
Yeah.
You can put it in a drink.
You could definitely make a tea with it.
A tea?
Yeah.
It's like the sweetest bush honey you can ever imagine. It's really, really nice. Bit of energy for us to walk back around. Don't have to look too hard to get a feed of mud mussels here. Some good eating, these ones. You can do it, Fran. Find us a way out of this hell hole.
Made it.
Oh, good job. It was not a fun walk. We are absolutely knackered. All right, Fran. What have we got here?
The pico barramundi.
So it's from the last episode, hey?
Yeah.
How does it smell?
It smells good.
And the beauty about this is we've got no ice or any way of storing anything cold. And we had a bit of luck with barramundi the other day. So yes. Fran's pickled some up in all sorts of stuff. Olive oil, lemon.
You go first.
Thank you very much. Oh, it's actually really good.
Very nice.
Mmm. That's a winner. If you want the recipe, watch the previous episode. You saw how Fran did it. You've done very well, Fran. We're gonna take five on the beach here, have a bite to eat. And then we're actually packing up camp, jumping in the boat and heading to a new spot to explore. So we'll see you at some point this afternoon. After a couple of hours in the boat, we've come back into another little creek where we're going to set up camp somewhere around here. It's a pretty specky little spot as we're just having a troll in. Oh, it's getting shallow. These like big cliffs on either side, which are really cool. Hopefully we can catch some dinner. Oh, there's a bit of moon popping its head up as well. A very pleasant creek to troll out of. Just need the peace disturbed by a big jumping barra on the end of our line. These overhangs and caves look very likely for some cave painting, so tomorrow morning we're going to come for a bit of an explore and see if we can find any. Alright guys, we've just come down to the bank here. We're going to have a bit of a river fish. The ocean floods in here on incoming tide. That brings in all the bait fish like mullet and garfish, and of course the bigger fish are going to follow them in for a feed, and we're going to wait here on the bank as a bit of an ambush and see if we can catch the big guys. Woo! Fish on. Oh, the big school of them. Nice queenie. Oh, another one. Look, right in the shallows here. It came off and his mate was straight on it. Look at him. Holy moly, they're coming out of the water here. Look at them. Oh, yes! This is fishing at its absolute best. Huge school of queenies here, and when them one of them lets go, the rest of them wants in. This is epic. Yoo-hoo! Get him up. Beautiful queenie.
Let's see if the rest of the school's there. Yes, they still are. Oh, awesome. We'll try again, we'll try again. They're excited. The lure's not even swimming properly at the moment. It'll do. All right, here we go. Here we go, yes. Phew. I can guarantee these queedies haven't seen too many lures before. Oh, huge GT. Holy moly. A huge GT has just engulfed that entire queenie. Holy shit. Did you guys see that? That thing was an absolute monster. Really, this is like a butter knife to a gunfight. This GT was an absolute giant. Only hope here is if I can just tire him out a bit. But look at that, I don't have much line left. No, 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 no. Oh, this isn't gonna end well. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. Oh my gosh. I can't give him much more. Come back this way, mate. No. Oh, he got right into that bay there. There was nothing I could do there. What have I got left here? Check this out. Got to get out of that water before the crocs. So this is the queenie I had on. That GT came and engulfed this whole thing. You see the bite marks on him. Try getting back in the water. I've just got to get this untangle out of him. But I don't like his chances around here, guys. There's always a bigger predator around. Let's see how he goes. Go, mate. Oh, far out. Good luck to you, mate. Honestly, mate, good luck to you. Oh. See, he is actually kicking. And he's sort of kicked away a little bit. But it's probably a pretty scary place to be. Oh, he's come good. He's flipped over. This might be the toughest fish ever. This entire fish got engulfed by probably the biggest GT I've ever seen. But he's kind of managed to brush it off and he's swimming here. That's him up here. So this is why I like coming to remote parts of the country, wild fishing in Australia, because things like that happen.
Dr. Fran's doing a bit of repair work, thank you. All right, it looks a bit weird, like we're both coming out of the same person here, like Siamese twins, but all right, it's that time of the day where we've managed to set up camp. The part that makes us most nervous is when we're looking for a new campsite, whether it's going to be safe, and this one we found here is a beauty. We've got the swag set up behind us, nice and high up the beach, away from the crocodiles. The boat is safely anchored, we've got a fire going, and looks like we're all set for the evening. Today we've got to catch something to eat, so we're going to be doing a fair bit of fishing and we're going to do a bit of a hike up here, see if we can find some fresh water and see what else we can find under these caves.
Having a morning walk this morning. I've hooked something. It's peeling a lot of line, but I've got to be cautious because there was a crocodile I was following just down this bank here, and he's just going offshore. But oh, it's a shark. Didn't want to catch a shark. Oh, I need to get ashore before that croc wises up to this.
Oh. This is not the big bar I was hoping for. It's one way to wake up. The shark here and a big croc off there. Well, I've got to get back to shore here. Yeah? Back in the game. Let's try that again. Oh yeah, fish on.
Nice trevally, I think. Trevally. Oh no.
Oh. Holy f- no, no, no. Holy shit, that was a huge shark. Huge shark just nailed that trevally. Holy shit. I'm like shaking. That was a huge shark. Came in and nailed that trevally right at my feet.
All right, we've secured the boat somewhat safely in this little creek. Yeah, maybe. Fran's skeptical. But anyway, we've scurried up onto these rocks here and we're gonna keep heading upstream, see if we can find some fresh water to drink. And also under all these caves like this, very likely for rock art. So we'll see how we go. And it's also the perfect viewing platform to look down on fish in the shallows that we can hopefully later catch. You go, Fran, lead the way. Nice and turquoise here, man.
Oh.
We're getting close to fresh.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting very close to fresh water. Oh, that's got to be the most likely looking one so far. Look at that huge big overhang. Like Pride Rock and fresh water just behind it. Really regretting not bringing the fishing rod or hand line here. Looking down from here, there's the biggest school of mullet all here, and no doubt underneath them there'd be some barramundi waiting to buff them, and out here as well. Oh yes, yes, yes. These are fresh water pools, great to drink and even better to swim in. When this comes down, this is sort of the safety barrier for crocodiles. No doubt they can get up there, but you just can see all around you. This would have been the ultimate camp for the Aboriginal people back in the day. It's like this Pride Rock shelter that comes down, bit of shade, goes straight down to behind Fran, freshwater swimming holes. Awesome. Let's go have a look, see if they left any treasures behind for us. All right, into this cave here. And this is, without a doubt, some of the stuff we've been looking for. How's this? This is like taking a step back a couple of thousand years. What you'd imagine to be a dinner table, a seat, a couple of grinding stones. Shell minions similar to this have been aged to be, you know, up to 20,000 years old. This is the penthouse for in
indigenous people back in the day.
A lot of the time when you take a step back from the wall, things start popping out at you, like, looks like one of those whales with, friend, what are those whales called with the spike at the head? The see unicorn that? Whale? Tail, see he's got like the unicorn one. The Aboriginal people used to very much believe in astral flying, like, so they'd leave paintings in their caves that would imply they could do that. So I reckon that's what they've done up here with these handprints right up on the roof. I don't know how they got up there, but yeah, it's pretty pretty interesting stuff. When I have a look around these kind of places, I just find it so amazing that back in the day there was once, you know, a thriving population of people here, and you can kind of picture it all happening, the hunting and gathering, and the Aboriginal people that used to live here, they were just so connected with the land on a deeper level that we'll never understand, with the seasons, with what they could eat, the hunting, the gathering, with all that. But there is no destruction of land. The only signs of them being here and living happy for thousands and thousands of years is just a little bit of rock art that they've left us. I think that's just such a testament to them. So amazing that they just haven't devastated the countryside around them. And you can't help but think what we're doing, us modern day people, we've only got one shot at preserving these kind of places. It's probably one of the only few places in the world that has been completely unaffected by development and destruction of nature. And that's what makes it such a special place. So, you know, I think it should be at the top of all of our priority list to preserve areas like this. Fran's singing out. She's found some other cool stuff up the river. So I'm gonna go have a walk up there and see what else she's found. Jump. Looks like an impressive cave up here we're going to go check out. What have you found, Fran?
Do you know what that is?
What is it?
Turtle shell.
Turtle shell.
Yeah. And you know who eats turtles?
Who eats turtles?
That was a croc. That lived here.
There's been a crocodile. Lives here. Wait, in that pool you found it, eh?
Yeah.
So he's chomped up a turtle in that pool.
Yep.
Uh-oh.
And then, you wanna come up here and see what it comes?
Yep. Where are we going? Oh wow, how'd you know to come up here, friend?
But look at these ones. Oh, maybe you have to go one at a time.
What an amazing spot. Oh wow, they're really clear Bradshaws, aren't yeah. they?
Look at this kangaroo, it's just so clear, a kangaroo.
Yeah.
It's crazy, huh?
Amazing.
There you go.
What a cool spot.
Can you put my feet back
up? Yeah, okay. Oh wow, what an amazing cave structure. So did you ever watch the Flintstones as a kid, Fran?
Yeah.
I reckon they'd love a cave like this. Now this cave is so cool in that we've got the Bradshaw paintings, which I've been talking about, as well as like the traditional Aboriginal people painting. So the mystery is out as to who painted the Bradshaws. The difference in style is just chalk and cheese between, you know, the two styles of paintings. Both amazing in their own right, and incredibly impressive that they've stood the test of time. Look at these Bradshaws. This might be the best we've seen. crazy to think that these guys have sat here hidden away under this little overhang for thousands of years. I still think they've got a story to tell. I think these guys, what we know as the Bradshaw Paintings, can rewrite the history books of the early days of Australia. So I'm rapidly researching on it and trying to find out more and more, but I think we've got a lot to learn from these paintings. I think it's time for a swim, eh? It's getting bloody hot. And this water is probably the cleanest we've seen anywhere. Beautiful running fresh water. All right, let's go. We're jumping in, friend. Let's do it. Back from our walk, and thankfully it was still right where we wanted it when we come back. You always get a little bit nervous. Well, I do anyway after last year's mishap. Oh, this should take us back out to the deep. Look at this little puffer fish on the surface.
Oh, what happened to him? Yeah.
Off you go, mate. Holy moly. Fish on. Yes. Woohoo. What are we thinking, guys? At the mouths like this, generally a good spot for gills of trevallies coming in. Nice, good beach you come. Nice fish.
There's a waterfall there. What? Looks incredible. It's like white sandy beaches coming straight off the big cliffs. And we've spotted a waterfall coming down the cliff. We're now pulled in on that sandy little beach, and like behind the sand dune here is this incredible little waterway. I'm not sure whether it is salt water or whether it's fresh water coming from that waterfall we saw, but we're gonna go check it out. Pretty cool, eh, friend?
So cool.
This place is paradise. Phew.
Brackish,
eh? This place is gonna look incredible from the drone, so once I find a nice shady spot, we'll get the drone up and have a little buzz around. There's that waterfall we saw from the ocean. Man, how's this water? It's like turquoise clear, eh? Beautiful. Another footprint of yours, eh? What's the plan, Fran? Picnic time?
In the shade over there.
Sounds good.
You just swim over there.
Sounds good. All right, let's do it. Wow, this place is incredible, man.
Oh, there's a nice mangrove jack. He just swam under this ledge I'm on. Oh, and there's a cod. Should have come fishing in here, friend.
Found our lunch hang, have ya?
Bring it. Oh, look at this.
That's huge.
It was a huge cod.
Are you on craft watch or what?
Yeah, I'm on cod watch at the moment.
Alright, so for lunch today, we got one of these bush cucumbers we found the other day. A lot of the bush tuck you find here in Australia, it can be quite small, sour, difficult to process. But these, I mean, check out the size of that, the bang for your buck. You get a lot of return on one of these big fellas. Captain Cook and his men, when they came over, all the sailors back in that day used to suffer a lot from scurvy. Similar to us on the Great Adventure last year. But he attributed this fruit here, the bush melon, to be one of the absolute keys to his success in, once he got to Australia, ridding scurvy amongst the crew. So these, they're loaded with vitamin C. You just eat the seeds just like you would on a watermelon.
Just let me eat my bush cucumber in peace.
Well, we've got a pretty upset sea at the moment. A fair bit of swell coming from all over the place. It's been a pretty unpleasant ride. And the swell bounces off those big cliffs and comes back and rebounds. Makes it really choppy. But we're almost there, another hour or so.
Looking for a place to camp. There's two crocodiles. This is one right here. Another one right there. That's amazing. We are so close to this crocodile right now.
I think he was just having a sleep on the rocks, but Fran, as we were coming in there, has just seen a barra right in the shallows, so she's just having a cut, and she's caught a tree. There was a barra just under that tree, but Fran has caught the tree.
It's an amazing little spot here that fresh water comes trickling over there. But if you have it a swim, you wouldn't want to fall off. We just saw a crocodile literally here. Well, he's just moved over there now. That's his head there. But he was here as if he was waiting for anything to fall down. And if he didn't get you, these huge big jellyfish down the bottom would give you a bit of a touch up. So we're going to be doing our best to stay in the boat. We're going to keep heading further upriver, see if we can find somewhere to camp. What a special area though. It's just incredible. It's so clear, isn't it? A couple of big mullet there. Some people like eating them. As raves about them, I reckon they're better bait than eating though, so we'll try for something else. All right, we've just found a spot to camp for the night. We've pulled in on the bank here. As we've pulled in, there's a crocodile on this beach here and there's another crocodile over the other side, but this is just the only spot we could find to camp. So yeah, it's not the best spot we've ever camped at. And as I was trying to get off the boat here, there was stingrays through the shallows. And ooh, the good thing is there's some fish straight off the shore here. So hopefully we can catch some for dinner. I'm gonna have to leave you, the GoPro, on the boat to charge overnight. We've got a big day planned tomorrow. So hope you're enjoying the episode so far. I'll see you bright and early in the morning. All right, so we've woken up this morning. Tide is a lot higher than it was last night. We could hear all these like noises this morning of things jumping around the swag. And there's a decent sized crocodile right there. But it was one of those very long nights. Although this looks so picturesque and perfect, there's a few things that can make it very uncomfortable. One of them being sandflies or midges. But last night, man, the wind dropped out. There was no breeze at all. All night, it was just so still. And the midges were just relentless. They, to the point they're so small, they can actually fit in our swag. Ooh, crocs feeding in the shallows there. Anyway, yeah, the midges were so bad. They were in our swag, just like eating us alive all night. It was horrible. So we're just very, very itchy and tired at the moment, but hopefully they can piss off soon and we can enjoy our day here.
We made it, Fran.
How incredible is this spot here? You've got twin waterfalls falling over 100 meters in height. Feels like we're living in some sort of a postcard. This place just takes your breath away. It's absolutely incredible. I can't believe we got here in the Salty Dingo. This has just been an epic, epic adventure. Man, what a spot.
Whereabouts? Oh yeah. Yeah. The rainbow at the bottom of the waterfall. What? That's amazing. Let's get right in there, hey? Wow. Look at that. Phew! We're in there. What an incredible spot. Here we are at the base of the Twin Falls, one of the most incredible spots I've ever seen. And to get here in the Salty Dingo, man, it's just unbelievable. What a special spot. Alright guys, we've just got some news in that I'm going to share with you. So over the radio we managed to get a weather forecast, and the bad news is there's a strong wind warning coming for the foreseeable future. The next 10 days is really, really wild weather. So we've had a bit of a decision to make. The other thing is that wound I got on my leg, and we've woken up this morning, it's infected. We're a few days and a few nights travel from anywhere we can get assistance. So the situation is, if we miss this window to get back now, we're stuck here for a long period of time. So we're gonna make the decision for now to head back, get this wound treated up, and ride out the rough weather, and then we'll see you guys on the other side of that. So far this mission has just been an awesome success. Like, we wanted to come and see this kind of stuff. We wanted to come immerse ourselves in
one of the truly last wild places in the country of Australia, and I think we did that. So we made some awesome memories, and I hope you guys have enjoyed the episode. But for now, we are gonna make a dash for it. So wish us luck. This is like a navigational nightmare. The current's ripping out and there's a lot of wind. And the charts, it's just not charted through here. We're gonna think of it now.
Hang on to your hats, ladies and gentlemen. This is pretty wild fighting. Alright, another 12 hours of this to go.
Been bounced around a bit. It's the forecast we got was said it was going to be 5 knots, but it's definitely far from that. It's been about 20 to 25 knots and pretty horrible run. So yeah, we're hurting at the moment, but we'll see how we go. Been going maybe 6 hours. We've probably got at least that if we want to get back to where we planned.